WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Before the end of this week begins another major street widening project in College Station. The city council and school board at their last meetings approved separate contracts, making Greens Prairie Trail a four-lane between Welburn and Reuter Roads.
It's a four-lane divided section, all concrete.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the council the construction is timed with the completion of the new Pecan Trail Intermediate School. CSISD's Facilities Director John Hall told the school board the district is paying nearly 10% of the more than $5 million project.
The school district works with the city of College Station to analyze the traffic infrastructure around that area, especially on how we impact that, how many vehicles we're going to be introducing to the area when we open up the school.
When construction begins, there will be a work zone speed limit of 25 miles per hour. Weather permitting, completion is expected next July. A special meeting of the Bryan School Board has been called for Wednesday evening. Board President Doug Wunnenberger says they will be talking about the superintendent's contract.
Well, we've posted an agenda item that is in regard to personnel matters, about which I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Wunnenberger says the board will meet in executive session with the district's lawyer and will take no action when they're done talking behind closed doors. Superintendent Tommy Wallace has not responded to requests for comment. Dr. Wunnenberger says Wallace has not been suspended or terminated. Wallace's contract runs through June 30th of 2019 after it was extended by the board in March. The College Station City Council discussed three ideas and then had two votes on how to implement new water and wastewater impact fees on new development. Blanche Brick was part of the 4-3 majority vote to phase in the additional costs over a two-year period.
We don't need to be going downhill. We need to be at least holding on to where we are and bringing in what we can.
The council starts final discussions on a transportation impact fee next month, followed by a public hearing in November. The College Station City Council has agreed to settle a lawsuit out of court. Blanche Brick read the motion following an executive session.
In an amount not to exceed $215,000 and to execute a settlement and release containing terms as are customarily contained in settlement agreements.
There was no further statement from the city, and online court records do not indicate whether the plaintiff has agreed to the settlement. Conrad Juliao originally sought damages of almost $306,000 after the vehicle he was driving was rear-ended by what he described as a city boom truck. Juliao says he was stopped on Highway 30 in March of 2014 due to a vehicle fire ahead of him. He was previously paid more than $14,000 to repair his vehicle. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 73 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time, the absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now, get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs, towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425 MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit, TTNL Extra, expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Looks like we'll stay mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms passing on through. Temperature low 80s this afternoon. Could be a lingering shower this evening, then breaking clouds overnight, 65 by morning. A return of some sunshine Tuesday, partly sunny, low 80s. Fair weather at night in the 60s. And mostly sunny and warm Wednesday, high temperature well up into the 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No, wait, just stop. Hang on, wait. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags win big against Arkansas while LSU fires Les Miles. In the MLB, the Rangers fell to the A's while the Astros took down the Angels. In the NFL, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys best the Chicago Bears. And the golf world loses a legend as Arnold Palmer dies at 87. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, what is that?
I don't know. That's weird.
All right.
Weird noises.
It's Monday, right?
It is Monday.
There it is.
Now, I just had your newsroom up, and then I turned
it. How about now?
Okay, that's better.
All right. See what happens when you just start pressing buttons?
Nah. See?
Well, and you know, you're exactly right. When you press buttons, you never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
And that just slides us, like the radio professionals we are, into the story about the flight crew of the Saudi Arabian Airlines plane that mistakenly pressed the hijack warning button.
Oh.
Twice.
Oh.
As it approached Manila's airport.
Double the fun.
Yeah, I guess. Obviously causing airport officials to mobilize security forces.
Yeah.
To isolate the jet after it landed. It was a big boy. It was a Boeing 777. Isolated after it landed, and security personnel were deployed as a precaution. The passengers were later allowed to disembark. Once again, it's always one good reason why you should always fly first class, because they probably kept serving them drinks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the back still waiting for their ramen noodles or whatever. Anyway,
You would think that button would be placed somewhere not easily
accidentally pressed. As I read that story, but here we go. Two thoughts on that.
Okay.
Yes, it would seem like there could be like a plastic flip-up cover or something so that you couldn't do that. But at the same time, what if the hijacker is in the cabin with them?
It needs to be a little
something.
Yeah.
Maybe, but easily accessible when it needs to be.
Yes. Yes. True.
Anyway.
True.
The people who got off told reporters that everything was normal in the cabin.
Well, and that at least it doesn't, freak all the people out on the plane.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't finish the sentence.
Oh.
Everything was normal until relatives informed them about, it's okay, reports that it was supposed to be hijacked. I thought they were told on the plane, but they weren't.
So they just said,
we're landing.
Oh, wow.
If you have Wi-Fi, though, and you're getting, messages, oh, my God, your plane's being hijacked. It is? What?
Well, let's do that. Why don't one of y'all Google where is the hijack button in the 777 cockpit, and we'll see if we can find out what this is all about. Because Google tells you everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Sure.
Because if you're a hijacker, you want to know exactly where the hijack warning button would be in the cockpit.
Information.
Since we are the Infomaniacs, we'll try to get that information and have it for you in just a minute. That's what we do.
I still don't understand. It's like everything was fine in the cockpit until she bumped the thing.
Yeah,
now
and then
all the
that
buttons going
happened.
On.
Yeah. And maybe even better if they have a YouTube of it. Maybe they have like a YouTube tour of the 777 cockpit, and we can find out where the button is. It'd be fun.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 614. Did we find anything?
No, I'm finding a lot of articles about this particular incident, but I have not found where the button is located. I don't know if they tell you that, Scott.
I agree. I'm not saying it, but I mean they tell us you can also find out how to make a nuclear device online, so it would seem like, oh gosh, the hijack
anything.
Button. Why wouldn't we be able to do that? But that's fine. That's I'm happy enough that we don't know where that is. All right, here we go. It's September the 26th. It's day 270. We got 96 of them to go. It's Johnny Appleseed Day.
Oh, all right.
Cool.
Yeah, born on this date back in 1774. And I don't know. I guess I like that idea because the Johnny Appleseed movie came out when I was a kid from Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But you know how much of that is real?
I don't know. But it was one of my favorite segments in like elementary school.
Okay.
I feel like we did like a Johnny Appleseed, you know, unit.
Yeah.
See, and that's what I mean. It makes you feel good about America.
And apples,
yeah. Well, yeah, well, that's true, too. I mean, and that's the other thing.
Healthy.
Was it the apple industry that did that for you? And they decided, let's come up with a guy, and he's going to take this.
They had to have an answer to the Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah, it's all these Don Draper types sitting
right,
in this
exactly.
room smoking cigars just going, let's come up with a great guy. How about Johnny Appleseed?
Well, I mean, and if you think about it, I mean, he's got a bunch of seeds of apples in a sack, is that right? And he's just going to randomly throw them around?
And he's planting apple trees.
Kind of like Forrest Gump, but with apple trees. He did it all the way across the country.
Exactly. Made us feel so good to be able to do that. And so for that reason, we need to go eat apples because of whatever.
There we go.
The apple industry, boys. It's tanking. We got to do something.
Anyway, it's also Lumberjack Day, so if you want to sing your Monty Python song, I'm a Lumberjack, and that's okay.
Are you allowed to chop down an apple tree?
Oh, excellent point. Just tell them you were doubling the celebration.
Right.
Yep, there you go. All right, we got some birthdays out there.
We do got some birthdays. Serena Williams, 35 today.
Now, is she the less successful or the more successful? I just don't know.
I think they're pretty equally successful, aren't they?
Who got farther in Wimbledon this year? Do we know?
I want to say it was Serena.
Okay. All
but right. I'm not sure. Christina Milian is also 35 today. Oh, wow. She's a singer and actress. Sean Stockman from Boys to Men, 44 today.
Yep.
Sherry Moon Zombie is 46.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you go through life with a name like that? I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's probably not real.
Oh, okay.
But also, she married into it because she's Rob Zombie's wife.
Well,
that's
she didn't have to take his name.
Yeah, well,
it was all right.
I think she wanted
to. But why wouldn't you?
Of course. Sure. Yeah. Hey.
Jim Caviezel is 48. He's also going to be in the sequel to Passion of the Christ coming out.
Well, it's interesting. He played Christ, Bobby Jones, and then on this thing called Person of Interest for like 4 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those, I don't know, brooding actor types.
Yeah. Count of Monte Cristo. That was a perfect thing for him to do.
Uh-huh.
Melissa Sue Anderson, Mary on Little House on the Prairie, is 54 today.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton is 60. I just watched Terminator 2 yesterday.
Did you?
So, yeah, pretty cool.
And, you know, she was on Beauty and the Beast, the TV show, before she did that.
Uh-huh,
so,
definitely.
Yeah. Anyway,
Carlene Carter is 61. That's June Carter's daughter, Johnny Cash's stepdaughter.
Really? I don't know. I really like her music. I mean, I probably own a couple of CDs of hers, and she—I don't know—she came from good lineage. I mean, she really, really did. And her father was Carl Smith, and who was a country singer. But anyhow,
it doesn't get much better than that as far as lineage goes.
There you go.
Cesar Rosas is 62. That's the guy from Los Lobos.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John, 68 today.
Hey.
Sandy.
Sandy.
Brian Ferry is 71. Roxy Music. Anne Robinson is 72. She was the woman from the Weakest Link.
Her.
Yeah, she hasn't quite said goodbye yet.
Yeah.
Kent McCord is 74 from Adam 12.
And Little Else.
Yeah. And Jonathan Goldsmith is 78. You'd know him as the former most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, 74 years old.
Wow.
78.
Today.
Yeah.
Again, his name is Goldsmith. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a fake act. He's an actor, wasn't he?
Yeah.
God, dog. It'll be interesting to see now, a year from now or 2 years from now. You know, is he calling going, you guys miss me yet?
Right.
Because he did an iconic job. There's no doubt. Great,
great
ad campaign. And I see they've got the new one.
They do. I've seen a couple of his commercials.
Yeah.
Or at least the newest one out.
But. Well, it'll be interesting to see because I don't know what the key demo is for Dos Equis. I don't know who they want. I'm not sure if they want
interesting
people,
Scott.
That's it. Didn't know if they wanted people like over 30 or under 30.
Yeah.
Price point is still pretty good for just about anybody, but I know they kind of try to put themselves a step ahead of, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Natty Light.
I just think, isn't the new guy, French, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
And it's a Mexican beer.
Yeah.
I don't know
where that goes. But we'll see. In a couple of years, we'll see if the campaign works or not. All right, 620.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to TheObserver.com, Hillary Clinton has been overcharging, get this, her poorest donors after they make a one-time donation to her campaign. One source from Wells Fargo Fraud Department told the website they receive up to 100 calls a day from Hillary's small donors asking for refunds because of unauthorized charges made by the Clinton campaign. Quote, the source claims the Clinton campaign has been pulling this stunt since spring of this year. Now, the Hillary for America campaign will overcharge small donors by repeatedly charging small amounts, like $20 to bank cards of donors who made a one-time donation. However, the Clinton campaign strategically doesn't overcharge these donors $100 or more because the bank would then be obligated to investigate the fraud. Oh, Hillary exploiting the poor for her own personal gain. Why am I not shocked?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you've got some pretty important choices to make this fall. One of them is window treatments to decorate your home for the holidays and into the new year. My house looks so much better because we use Blinds.com for every room, and it has transformed our home. Just go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. You'll get a 20% discount off their already low prices now through September the 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. See Blinds.com for details.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
You inherit lots of traits from your family. I inherited their can-do spirit and their double chin. Now I'm going to do something about it.
Kybella is the first of its kind injectable treatment that destroys fat under the chin, leaving an improved profile. Kybella is an FDA-approved non-surgical treatment for adults with a moderate amount of fullness.
Kybella is now available at the new Artisans Rejuvenation, located on William D. Fitch in South College Station. Visit artisansmedspa.com.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Specialty chemical company Lanx AG of Germany is buying Philadelphia-based Chemtura Corporation in a $2.7 billion deal. Lanx says combining the two companies will expand its business activities in additives for lubricants and flame retardants. Oracle says its top executives saw their total compensation drop in the 2016 fiscal year, with a package for co-founder and chief technology officer Lawrence Ellison declining 35% to a total value of $41.5 million. Ellison earned a salary of only $1 in 2016, unchanged from the previous year, but his stock and option awards were less, according to a regulatory filing. Alaska Air Group has agreed to give the Justice Department some additional time to complete its antitrust review of the carrier's planned merger with Virgin America, but the carrier also says it's confident it will address any regulatory concerns and is sticking to its timeline of closing in the fourth quarter. On Wall Street, futures are lower. That's your money now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In a world currently so entrenched in conflict, I continuously find myself searching for the good news out there, the positives that can show us that humanity isn't as bad as they make it out to be in the news. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. In Benicia, California, a town near San Francisco, a cop named Kirk Keffer noticed a young man walking down the street, so he stopped to see if the young man needed help. The man, 19-year-old Jordan Duncan, told the officer he was heading home from work, about a two-hour walk each way. Officer Keffer offered to give Jordan a ride the rest of the way, and while they were talking in the car, Jordan said he was thinking of going into law enforcement and that he's been working as much as possible to save for school. Officer Keffer was so impressed by his work ethic, he talked to some of his coworkers about it, and the board members of their union unanimously voted to buy Jordan a new bike, effectively cutting his commute time in half. They also bought him a helmet, a light, and free tune-ups at a local bike shop. They're also planning to let him go on a ride-along soon, so he can decide if he really wants to be a cop someday. Officer Keffer and his coworkers certainly set a good example for Jordan, and a good example for all of us. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this has been A Bit of Info.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning, it's 627, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. If you'd like some more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Still have a 40% chance of some showers, probably this morning is what they're telling us. Winds out of the north, so it'll be kind of pleasant out there today. There was some rain, some heavy rain in some places of the cities yesterday. 81 for a high temperature today, about 67 for a pretty pleasant evening tonight with a slight chance of showers hanging around. Then we'll do probably lower 80s, moving into middle 80s by midweek, but lots of sunshine for the balance of the week. Again, like I said, winds out of the northeast, so that makes it feel pretty pleasant out there. We have some overcast skies and 73.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
We write a lot, online and on paper, but we don't always write well. And there are some quick ways to fix that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today.
Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you add up all the email, posts, tweets, office correspondence, we write a lot, and we could probably write a little better.
Let me be as clear as I can about this. Anything you write would be better if it were 20% shorter.
Josh Burnoff, author of the book Writing Without BS, says one common problem is not getting to the point quickly enough in your writing. Instead, he suggests we front-load our writing.
Front-loading is a principle that says you want to have the payload, the most important information, in the first two sentences rather than warming up and saying, how was your day? You get directly to, you know, the machinery has flaws and we need to change the way we tool it or whatever it happens to be. By doing that, you ensure that somebody who is going through that quickly knows exactly what you're getting at and can decide to read the remainder of the information.
Something else we often don't do when we write is be clear. For example,
you may have heard that Samsung had a little problem with a few of their phones catching on fire. They put out a release about this, but the release doesn't use the word fire anywhere in it. They call them battery incidents. Well, you know what? If you're going to try and communicate to people what the problem is, I think you have to tell the truth about the fact that some of your phones catch on fire, not call them battery incidents.
Visit our brand new website and your chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 6 months ago, the Bryan School Board extended Superintendent Tommy Wallace's contract through June 30th of 2019. Now the board has called a special meeting for Wednesday night to meet with lawyers about Dr. Wallace. Board President Doug Wunnenberger was asked about Wallace's job status.
Is Dr. Wallace currently suspended or terminated?
No, he is not.
Wunnenberger did not disclose what precipitated the special meeting with the district's lawyer.
We are meeting as a board on Wednesday to discuss issues pertaining to the superintendent's contract. The meeting will be an executive session. There will be no action taken. There's no action posted on the agenda that we could take.
Dr. Wallace has not responded to messages seeking comment. Bryan police determined a lockdown last Friday morning at Rudder High School and Harvey Mitchell Elementary was due to a 17-year-old making a false report. According to the arrest report, Christian Green told officers he called the high school and said someone with a gun was walking in front of Rudder. A more than $5 million street project in College Station begins as early as this week. That's the widening of Greens Prairie Trail between Reuter and Welburn Roads. The College Station School District is paying $435,000. Facilities Director John Hall told the school board that's their share due to a city traffic study related to the opening of the new Pecan Trail Intermediate School.
The city of College Station then uses that information that we've collaborated on, and they develop a capital improvement project to upgrade the road infrastructure in that area. And this is the same for this intermediate school as it is with a lot of the different new schools that we put on the ground.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the city council there will be a reduced speed limit in the work zone through the construction period.
Because that is such a constrained right-of-way and existing pavement section, for the safety of all of our citizens and the construction team, we sought a reduction in the speed limit down to 25 miles an hour.
Weather permitting, completion is expected next July. Starting December 1st, new construction in College Station means the additional cost of impact fees. That's after the city council voted to phase in water and wastewater fees over a two-year period. The council was divided on how long to spread out the new fees. Julie Schultz was one of two who wanted developers to have 3 years to pay both fees.
I think we all agree that we have to do something. We need the revenue. No one is disputing that, at least they haven't to me, saying absolutely don't do anything. But I'd just like to see a softer impact on them.
Steve Aldrich was part of the 4-3 majority.
From the purchaser's perspective, is I'd rather live in a community that had a 47 cents per hundred ad valorem tax than I would a community that has a 63 cents per hundred ad valorem tax. I'd be paying this one time, and I'd be paying that the entire time I lived in the community.
Carl Mooney voted no because he wanted 3 years for wastewater and 2 years for water.
Because I think the larger concern that anyone has is what we as a city can have an impact on the majority of the homes that are now, all of the homes that are being built with Welburn water.
Next month, the council starts final discussions on a transportation impact fee, followed by a public hearing in November. The first business at the College Station City Council meeting was agreeing to settle a lawsuit against the city from a crash more than 2 years ago.
I would like to move that the city manager is hereby authorized to settle the lawsuit entitled Conrad Edward Julio versus the City of College Station in an amount not to exceed $215,000.
Blanche Brick read the motion that was unanimously approved. There was no further statement from the city about the lawsuit, and online court records do not indicate whether the plaintiff has agreed. The city was sued after a wreck in March of 2014 when a vehicle driven by Conrad Julio was stopped on Highway 30 because a vehicle ahead of his was on fire. He claims he was rear-ended by a city boom truck headed to a dump with a full load. According to the lawsuit, Julio was paid more than $14,000 to repair his vehicle. He sought damages of almost $306,000. The state of Texas can proceed with cutting $350 million from a Medicaid program that has been providing therapy for disabled children. The Texas Supreme Court did not explain why it rejected a lawsuit filed by those attempting to continue access to speech and occupational therapy to 60,000 children. The Texas Attorney General's office has asked the Supreme Court to restore its newly weakened voter ID law after the November election. The request comes 2 months after a federal appeals court ruled the state's 2011 law discriminated against minorities and the poor. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who is the chairman of Donald Trump's campaign in Texas, said Ted Cruz's endorsement did not come too late. Patrick, who had chaired Cruz's presidential campaign, hopes the Cruz endorsement will bring more Cruz supporters to vote for Trump. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news, it's brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,000 $5.95 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Want to be cool in a cool car? Then get your car's air conditioner fixed at Pete's Auto Care. Pete's Auto Care is a state-of-the-art facility for auto repair and maintenance. And the guys at Pete's are fast, friendly, honest, and just plain good at car repairs. So, be cool in a cool car. Get your car's air conditioner running like a champ. Pete's Auto Care, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Blinn College. Pete's Auto Care.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Lots of clouds around for today, passing showers and thunderstorms, high temperature 80 to 85. Any lingering showers end this evening, then some leftover clouds in mid-60s overnight. Should be drier on Tuesday, partly sunny and again about 80 to 85. 60s with fair weather at night, mostly sunny on Wednesday in the mid to upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs move up to number 9 with a big win against Arkansas Saturday. Elsewhere in the SEC, LSU fires Les Miles. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers didn't beat the A's, but they've already clinched the AL West. Meanwhile, the Astros move closer to the AL Wild Card with a win against the Angels. In the NFL, the Cowboys took down the Chicago Bears, and two big losses in the sports world as Arnold Palmer and Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez died this weekend. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, I think we've been waiting for this for a while. We're all really pretty excited that tonight it happens.
Monday Night Football?
Actually, it's The Voice and Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh, ooh. Even better.
I mean, can do that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's out there and available. But that starts at 7 o'clock so that you can have that done, watched, and be ready for the big
Monday Night Football game?
No, the presidential debate.
No.
Yeah, I know.
This is, we'll see. You know, I don't know.
I don't even want to watch it.
Well, it's interesting because they say, and I'm not sure if they're doing this so that people will feel like they want to be a part of it, but they're saying that there are going to be like 100 million people watching this thing.
Yeah. Whatever.
Again, it's like a train wreck. It's just really hard to look away.
Yeah, you're wanting to watch that
exactly.
Moment when somebody does something really stupid.
Either that or it's just wishful thinking on their part. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Millions of people are going to tune in. We promise.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, the guy who's moderating is Lester Holt, who you may or may not know. He's the night anchor for NBC. The debate will be divided into 6 segments of approximately 15 minutes each, no commercial breaks, starts at 7, supposed to, what? I don't know what time.
No, it's at 8 p.m.
8 until 9:30, and then at 9:30, they let the network smart people tell us what we should do.
Yeah, what we should be thinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
We should feel good because then we'll have
up.
Direction from them, and of course, what the public will do is watch the network that they want to get the answers that they want so that they can nod their head in approval with what the guys and gals are saying.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
You people are so smart because you're thinking just like I do.
Oh, I can't wait until tomorrow when we hear about the one thing that one of them did that both sides are saying is good for their side.
Yeah, you're right. That's the one thing. The topics to be covered: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Ticket holders to the debate will receive instructions about how to behave and what to wear.
Oh.
Well, actually, probably what not to wear as opposed to what to wear. Oh, I don't know what tie I'm supposed to wear. They didn't tell me. The Secret Service will screen them, and security will confiscate signs and posters, and no overt political costumes will be tolerated.
Oh, so they're killing all the fun.
Yeah.
Fun killers.
Overt political costumes?
Yeah, because Mr. Downs, you know, went to one of the debates, and I went to one of them, but I went as a member of the media as opposed to one of those people who sits up front. So So I was able to eat snacks and he couldn't.
Ooh, yeah.
I could go to the bathroom whenever I wanted to and he couldn't.
Nice.
So it'd be much better to be in the media because you know, you're not going to be able to consume any beverages for like 2 hours before you go, especially if you're over 50.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they'll receive those instructions. About a third of the tickets go to the campaigns, distributed in equal proportions. Another third go to the host school or university, that's Hofstra, mm-hmm. which bears most of the cost. And if you'll remember, the thing that's kind of interesting here is Hofstra, this is the third political cycle that they have hosted a presidential debate.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I knew it was a pretty popular location.
Yeah, it's so tonight's debate could set a record. The one that, oh, well, let's see. What they had said is, I forget who the school was who was going to do it before, and they went, no, that's way too much money. Oh, Wright State.
Oh,
Wright State
okay.
was going to in Ohio, and then, because it did, it cost so much money, they just went, nah, we're not going to play.
Yeah.
So anyway, tonight's debate should set a record. The one to beat is October 28th, 1980, the only televised debate of the year, when Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan did their presidential debate thing. 80 million people watched.
Wow.
So we'll see. Oh, how that works.
Mark, be interesting.
Why
yeah.
is Mark Cuban in the middle of this?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
he's
heard
in the middle
this.
Of everything.
Yeah, yeah, he is. So he may be there. We'll just see.
And then, of course, Donald Trump was like, well, then maybe I'll just get Jennifer Flowers to come sit
yeah,
front row.
Yeah, see, and then...
And then she was like, no.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. I'm not going to be a pawn on this. Now, if you don't want to watch it on TV tonight, Twitter plans to stream Bloomberg Television's live broadcast directly onto its platform.
Mm.
So if you want to do that, find it at debates.twitter.com in Twitter Moments on at B Politics.
Twitter getting all into this streaming
yeah.
business.
Well, so, you know, they're doing that. And they did the football game
yeah.
last Thursday. So, yeah, they maybe are trying to see if they can do that. Everything else is just posturing, and none of it's true, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And, let's see. Over the weekend, probably the best picture, George W. Bush and First Lady Michelle Obama sharing a hug on a stage during the opening celebration of the African American Museum on Saturday. It's interesting because, again, as we talked about, as being the first African American president, what a great opportunity Barack Obama squandered. Because I don't think he moved the football at all
yeah.
up the field, and he probably could have. And George Bush, the quote that I saw that I really liked, he said, "A great nation does not hide its history; it faces its flaws and corrects them."
That's really good.
Yeah. In one sentence, he pretty well took care of that.
Yeah,
and so we'll see. Mr. Obama, for his part, said, "We are America, and that's what this museum explains: the fact that our stories have shaped every corner of our culture." I like Bush's quote better.
I do, too.
Just
I
personally,
do too.
I think
yeah.
that kind of touches it. And, the New York Times endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. So I know we're shocked over that.
Oh, yeah.
They would do that. I know. Who knew? You knew it was just going to be neck and neck.
Of course.
It was going to be so close.
Yeah.
And so, now, so what color tie does Trump wear tonight?
Oh.
Chelsea.
Ooh, purple.
Okay.
It's royal.
I understand. Brad?
I'm going to go red with gold stripes.
Okay, see, I'm thinking more on the blue situation as well.
Yeah.
Now, of course, red has kind of become his signature color.
Mm-hmm.
And again, since it's about his entire delivery tonight, you know, is he going to be bombastic or is he going to try to be reserved?
Right.
And therefore seem rational? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Okay.
So we'll
see.
Never know.
And then,
what color pantsuit is Hill going to wear?
Oh, that's the other thing. Are we going to do the Weeble Wobble tonight? See?
Yeah.
I don't, what is the most slimming color, Chelsea? What
black, technically, is, which is funny because she chose white for the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah. Kind of looked like, what was that?
The Michelin Man?
Well, I was that was good. I was thinking on the Olaf, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, she really loves those Dr. Evil button up all the way to the collar.
She does. Dr. Evil. Ooh, I like that. That's good.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 1st, learn about pruning trees and shrubs. We'll teach you about the benefits and reasons for pruning, equipment needed, correct methods and locations of cuts, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Gardeners often ask about dividing shrubs and trailing ground covers to get more plants. Well, that might work for a few types of those plants, but it usually doesn't. Division is almost exclusively reserved for clump-forming perennials. Since October is prime time to divide many of these plants, let's take a crop-by-crop look at how best it can be accomplished. I'll be back with the facts of division right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. We're going to start our discussion of division with a general overview. You're going to be digging established clumps of each of the plants we'll talk about and then cutting or breaking them into smaller pieces. Division works best when the soil is fairly moist. Use a sharpshooter or flat-bladed nursery spade to lift the established plants. You want to have their new planting beds prepared ahead of time so you can replant them immediately. Space them at the recommended distances and give away or discard all the extra plants. Let's start with daylilies, my favorite perennials. Divide the clumps into single or double fans. Replanting spacings will vary depending on the variety. Dwarfs should be spaced 10 to 12 inches apart. Tall varieties can double those distances. Cut the plant's leaves back by half at the time of digging to compensate for roots lost. Bearded iris, when your plants get too thick and fail to bloom well, it's time to divide them. Cut or break the clumps into individual fans. Trim the leaves back by half and replant the rhizomes immediately. They must be planted shallowly, hopefully not more than 1 inch below the soil surface. Shasta daisies are perennials that grow quickly and must be divided every couple of years. Break the clusters of plants into individual plantlets and reset them immediately. Small types can be planted 8 inches apart, while larger types will do better on 10 or 12-inch spacings. I love coneflowers. You'll want to handle Gloriosa daisies and purple coneflowers, just as we described a moment ago for Shasta daisies. You'll most probably have ample plants to give anyone who wants to start. No trimming will be needed except to remove any long spent flower spikes and seed heads. Violets. You're probably using these plants as low-bordering perennials. That's one of their best callings. Break the big clumps into smaller clusters that are about tennis ball-sized and replant them 8 or 10 inches apart. You won't need to trim those plants back. Mallows or hardy hibiscus are strong-growing perennials. They can exist for many years without being dug and divided. However, if you want to increase your numbers, dig the clumps late in October or early November. Use your sharpshooter spade to cut each mother clump into 2 or 3 or maybe 4 pieces. Don't try to break them down any farther. I love hardy amaryllis, St. Joseph's lily, and it's a plant that I dig and divide in the fall. I do that with cannas after they freeze, and mums as well. I'm Neil Sperry, responsibilities of the fall gardener in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, it was a big win for the now number 9 Texas A&M Aggies as they make it 5 straight over Arkansas, 45-24. The momentum turned quickly when quarterback Trevor Knight, already with 2 long touchdown runs, had another big play right after a huge defensive stand by the Aggies. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win.
Happy for our players, you know, in a situation where, you know, it was a tight ball game, and I thought we made some adjustments at halftime as a staff. I thought our coaches did a nice job of explaining the plan, but also guys executing the plan in the second half.
Knight hit Josh Reynolds for a 92-yard tie-breaking TD pass 2 plays after 17th-ranked Arkansas was stopped 3 times from the 1, ending a 19-play drive that took nearly 10 minutes. Texas A&M has won 5 straight against the Razorbacks, all since joining the SEC in 2012. The Aggs next play South Carolina October 1st at 3 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. In other college football news, LSU has fired head coach Les Miles and offensive coordinator Cam Cameron after an 18-13 loss at Auburn dropped the Tigers to 2-2. Miles was 114-34 in 12 seasons as coach of the Tigers, who were ranked 5th in this year's AP preseason poll. Defensive line coach Ed Orgeron has been promoted to interim head coach. In high school football, A&M Consolidated takes down Waco 21-7. Meanwhile, College Station maintains its undefeated record by beating Bryan 65-7. Rutter took down St. Pius X 61-20. Meanwhile, Buffalo fell to New Waverly 17-10, and St. Joseph Catholic beat Milano 41-20. In Texas A&M soccer, the Aggies fell to the Alabama Crimson Tide in overtime 2-1 Sunday evening at Alabama Soccer Complex. They next take on South Carolina on the 29th at 6 p.m., and you can catch that game on Willie 1550 a.m. Meanwhile, Texas A&M junior Maddie Zurich shot an 18-hole school record 63 to finish 3rd in the tournament and lead a strong final round charge by the number 20 women's golf team at the Schooner Fall Classic at Belmar Golf Club on Sunday. Zurich was joined by teammate Bianca Fabrizio, who finished in a tie for 4th in the tournament's top 5. In Major League Baseball, Joe Musgrove pitched 7 strong innings. Evan Gattis, Tony Kemp, and Tyler White homered, and the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 4-1 Sunday to keep their playoff hopes alive. Houston began the day 3 games behind Baltimore for the 2nd AL wildcard spot. The Astros start a 3-game series with the Mariners tonight in Houston at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Oakland, the Texas Rangers fell to the Athletics 7-1 on Sunday to avoid a series sweep. The Rangers, who clinched the AL West on Friday, fell into a tie with the Boston Red Sox for home field advantage in the playoffs. The Rangers start fresh with the Brewers today at 7:05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on the Zone as well. In the NFL,
empty gun, Dunbar right slot, Beasley left slot, 3rd and 2, looking standing, wings it down to the 5, a strike, and banging in for a touchdown. Dez Bryant catches Dak Prescott's first career touchdown pass.
Dak Prescott led scoring drives on all 4 Dallas possessions in the first half before throwing his first career touchdown pass, and the Cowboys beat the Chicago Bears 31-17 Sunday night. Rookie 4th overall pick Ezekiel Elliott had his first 100-yard game for Dallas, finishing with 140 yards on 30 carries and a 14-yard run when he hurdled safety Chris Prozinski. Also in the NFL, former Texas A&M running back Kristen Michael carried 20 times for 106 yards and a pair of scores for the Seattle Seahawks in their 38-17 win over the San Francisco 49ers. In Miami Beach, authorities say Marlins ace pitcher Jose Fernandez and 2 others were killed when their 32-foot vessel slammed into a jetty. A spokesman for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission said none of the victims wore a life jacket and that there was no immediate indication that alcohol or drugs were a cause in the crash. And golf legend Arnold Palmer has died at 87, 52 years after winning his 4th and final Masters title. Arnold Palmer Enterprises CEO Alistair Johnson confirmed that the golf icon died Sunday of complications from heart problems. Palmer captured 62 PGA titles and 7 majors while turning the sport into a must-watch event on television. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to own the workday and hit the outdoors. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles and get 0% financing for 60 months on select models. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a 4-wheel independent suspension that provides an excellent ride and handling. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right gator for your home, farm, or worksite. See our current inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends 10/28/16. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival every weekend beginning Saturday, October 8th through Sunday, November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM.